Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I am pumped to be here, though. I travel around a lot. I don't always get the best hotels. I stay at a lot of hotels. They're not always the best. I was in one recently, and nothing worked. The elevator didn't work. Finally got up to my room, and the Wi-Fi didn't work. So I went back downstairs. I was like, hey, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. And he was like, yeah, it's a little shaky. But the network name is Ramada N1. And that's when I realized why it was shaky, because we weren't at a Ramada Inn. I could see the Ramada Inn through the window. He was like, but it works real good down here in the lobby. Why don't you just use it here in the lobby? And I'm like, well, obviously you don't know what I need Wi-Fi for. You know what I mean?
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. I'm so happy to have our comedian of the week with us, joining us now, Dusty Slay. Dusty, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm pumped to be here. Having a great time.
Listen, Dusty and I worked together in San Antonio a couple months ago, three, 4 months ago, maybe a little further.
I think it was March.
Yeah, and it's the first time I'd ever met Dusty, and he could not have been nicer, and I was super excited when I saw that he was coming back in town at the Houston Improv. They're all weekend, right? You got tonight, tomorrow. You had a show last night.
Right, yeah. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and one Sunday.
One on Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, and Dusty's resume speaks for itself. Youngest comedian to ever perform at the Grand Ole Opry.
Right.
Right. That was
Six times I've been there now.
And I know that was huge for you. That was like a lifelong dream of yours.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the closest I get to being a country singer. You know what I mean?
And you're a country boy.
Yeah.
From Alabama. You talk about that in your set about being from the trailer parks in Alabama.
Right, right? Absolutely, yeah.
Comedy Central Clusterfest in San Francisco, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Comic Standing, Last on Fox, one of Variety's top 10 comedians to watch in 2019. The resume is ridiculous. The man is hilarious and couldn't be nicer off stage. Man, I'm thank you for being here, first of all. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I love being on sports radio. I think it's fun.
Favorite sport is?
I like college football.
Okay.
Best. Your team?
Well, I'm afraid to talk about it because I think Alabama plays Texas A&M this weekend.
Yeah, right? They do.
So I'm afraid to say that I'm an Alabama fan.
Nah, don't be.
But yeah, I mean, I'm from Alabama. I love it. But, you know, I grew up next to Auburn. Where I come from, they say you're either an Alabama fan or you went to college. Right?
That's awesome.
But I didn't go to college, so roll tide.
Right. So I figured, I mean, I kind of put you on a NASCAR guide just because...
Well, growing up, I watched NASCAR all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not the same now. You know, it used to, I don't know. When I was growing up, I liked Kyle Petty because I liked Mellow Yellow, and he drove the Mellow Yellow car.
That was it?
Yeah, and my mom was a Alan Kulwicki fan, and he drove the Hooters car. So whenever Alan Kulwicki came to the local Hooters, my mom would go flirt with Alan Kulwicki. I got to go hang out with the Hooters girls, you know?
Pretty cool.
Yeah. That made you a NASCAR fan.
Yeah,
huh?
I was like, this is
a good deal.
Yeah, I love NASCAR.
Drinking Mellow Yellow at the Hooters, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, Bill Elliott drove the Budweiser car. I mean, we were having a good time.
That's, yeah. Now, if you have not seen Dusty, again, I just gave you the resume, but on stage... And I'm not just saying this. I think I came back and said this on the show after we worked because I'll come back from a road gig and talk about it. I told the story about how we sat outside smoking cigars.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of felt like I got another punch on my man card because I don't smoke cigars.
Oh, yeah.
And you do. You did. You don't smoke anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to, man. I know. I had to. Yeah, I just wanted to breathe a bit. And I felt like I wasn't inhaling them, but somehow I was coughing a lot. And I was like, maybe I am inhaling them and I don't even know. I'll be back.
You're going to go back to it?
Yeah, I'll be back.
I won't. I told Dusty, I was throwing up in my room. I was so sick from the cigars, and I wasn't inhaling. I know better. I mean, I'm a former cigarette smoker, smoke weed occasionally. I had smoked a cigar before. I don't know if they, you know, like if you dipped it in poop before you gave it to me. I was so sick.
See, it can be rough on you.
Yeah, it can. And my whole thing with cigars is like, you're supposed to obviously not inhale them. I don't inhale them just like you do, but if you drink whiskey and you take a couple hits on a cigar, there might be a buzz to come from that, you know? And it's like, am I inhaling it? Because how am I buzzing right now, you know? And for me, cigars are very, I love the taste of cigars, but I do get that exact same feeling. I feel like it's going in my chest.
Yeah, I think it's the greatest thing to just have a cigar, just kick back. It's so great, you know. Maybe you have a little weed in there too. I don't know. You mentioned it. I wouldn't bring it up. You brought it up, and then, but we sat out there with some guy. Where were they from? Another part of Texas.
They were like, weren't they softball? Or they were there for like softball or volleyball. Their kids were playing sports, but they were out there getting high and smoking cigars with us.
Yeah, they were from a wild part of Texas.
Is this the comic with the plug that you were talking about?
The plug.
The plug.
What plug?
I don't think so.
The plug that you were talking about.
No, that's not him. No,
I don't have any plugs. I don't.
I was about to put him on blast. I was like, was it you? Let me know, sir.
No, it wasn't Dusty. I promise you. In fact, I think I had to plug Dusty. I got him the hookup while I was there, right? I believe. No, we didn't do anything illegal. That's not true at all. I don't know what I'm talking about. But how did you get started smoking cigars? I don't even think we talked about it that night.
Well, I like to run the gauntlet of nicotine. You know, I used to dip. I used to smoke cigarettes. I chewed tobacco. Now I'm like, let's try cigars.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I just needed something. I felt like I had nothing. I needed a vice. I quit drinking. I quit everything. And
how long did you smoke cigarettes for?
Off and on for, I don't know, 10 years.
Damn. Okay.
Off and on. I quit here and there, but I'd quit long enough. My lungs would hurt, and I would dip till my lungs healed, and
then your cheeks would hurt.
Yeah. Then I would smoke till my lip healed.
Now, if you went back, would it be cigarettes or cigars?
Cigars all the way.
Yeah,
I think cigarettes cheapen the whole tobacco experience. You know, you just go out, you can grab a quick cig. You know, you can't have a quick cigar. You don't pop out and go, I'm going to take a cigar break here.
Yeah, that's so true.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, that's your whole lunch break. You
know? That's very true. Now, I got to say, man, when we worked together, I knew of you, but I hadn't, you know, obviously we hadn't worked together or anything. Unbelievable writing, unbelievable delivery. The comic that you're watching is really good. When you're on stage and you laugh, even though you've seen the joke five times, I laughed all weekend. But the thing is what I've noticed is when I think, oh, that was right there. Why didn't I think of that? And that's the smartness of comedy is when it was so obvious, but no one else thought of it until you do it.
Yeah, well, I'm counting on my jokes being re-listenable because it's hard to write a joke, right? So it's like when you get one, I'm like, I want to hang on to it. That's the worst thing about doing TV. People expect me to throw those away. I'm like, no, that's my best joke.
Yeah, not going anywhere.
That's a joke I thought was good for TV. I'm gonna do this for a while.
I'm gonna hang on to it.
I'm just hanging around. I just love to look at things and just comment on things. So I'm like, that's why I don't know. Observation, I think, is my biggest skill.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Well, I got to ask because working with Barry, we've talked a lot about heckling. I'm not a comic. I like to talk about. I love one thing that I have an obsession for is watching YouTube videos and seeing like comics destroy hecklers. I just think that's funny. But one thing that I've noticed, and I've talked to Barry about this, is that when you write, when you talk, like you do have like pauses, and I guess that's part of the reason why you have such good delivery.
Yeah.
Other comics may be a little bit more tight with their content. Does that work against you when it comes down to people that might heckle you? And do you have any like heckling stories that you could share?
Well, I try to not have jokes that comics want to heckle me about, right? It's like if you're finding something wrong that you want to yell at me, then you got a real problem. You know what I mean? Like if I'm on stage and you're mad, you want to heckle me. It's like, but I like to do, I like to say we're having a good time. You know, I like to tell people we're having a good time. I don't like to ask, you know? A lot of comics come out, they say, are you having a good time? Not me, I can't risk it, right? and then I wave. I have a wave where I say, I like to wave like this at the end of a joke, just to let you know that joke's over, right? So when someone heckles me, I like to wave at them and go, hey, we're having a good time. And then I feel like that normally quiets them down. And
that works.
Yeah, normally. But, you know, sometimes you have to go back and forth a little bit. The comments that get me the worst are the ones that no one else in the audience can hear, right? Like if someone's close. That's the worst. Like I had a guy one time at the very beginning of my set. He was like, yeah, we like the other guy. And no one else could hear it. And it's just in me. Now he's just hitting me with them. He's hitting
me. For the next 44 minutes.
He's hitting me with little comments. No one can hear him. They don't know why I'm so mad.
God, that's frustrating.
Just peppering those jabs at you the whole fight.
I was like, can somebody kick this guy out? The audience doesn't know why I want him kicked out.
No clue.
He's the most muscular guy in the room. I think the bouncer was a really skinny guy. He came, looked at the guy. I think he just turned around. He's like, nah, I'm not kidding.
We're not kidding.
I told him, I was like, you're too muscular for anyone to kick out. So just be quiet. We get it.
So funny. Yeah. That's the thing you do learn, though, is look, if you're going to attack a heckler, you can't assume the rest of the room heard it.
Right.
So you have to repeat what they said, which also puts you at a disadvantage if it was good.
Right.
Because now they're going to get another laugh.
Yeah.
And then you get to go at them.
And I can't just repeat to the audience, this guy just said I'm not funny.
Right? Nobody's doing
that's
that.
That's not a fun repeat.
Nobody's doing that at all. Where did the whole we're having a good time and the wave come from?
Well, for years I worked the road. I did a lot of bad gigs, right? So I'd be like, I'd do gigs where people weren't laughing, and I would just wave. And then I started talking about it. And I was like, hey, yeah, I'll just do this at the end of the joke. You know,
and
then
let you know
we're having a good time is what I would just say to myself when I was on stage during these gigs. You know, when they weren't like, I go out, there's 12 people in the audience. I'm like, all right, we're having a good time.
I remember the thing that cracked me up is you went on stage. It was our Thursday show, or maybe it was our Wednesday show. And there was like 20 people in the crowd. And you walked out and you were like, yep, I'm Dusty Soleil. Very famous.
Yeah.
Very famous. I died because of the dryness. And that's such a beautiful art form to be able to go out. And I think I remember making the comment to you. I was like, I wish I was that confident to go out and be that dry and that matter of fact about the silliness of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just one of those muscles I guess you get on the road doing bad shows all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the benefit to doing a bunch of bad shows, is you get used to it. Like last night, there wasn't a ton of people last night. Unfortunately, I came at a time when the Astros are in the playoffs.
Right.
And I go all over the country selling out shows. On Thursdays, I do a private show, you know? I normally only let 10 people in here. I don't know how five of you got in.
That's outstanding, yeah. Man. Hey, can you stick around? Can you do one more segment?
Yeah,
you good?
That'd be great. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do this. We'll go to break. We'll come back. I don't want to shatter it. We'll get in trouble with AJ, but we'll come back with more Dusty Soleil. People on Twitter are asking, who is this? This dude is hilarious. It's at Dusty Soleil on Twitter. Also at the Improv this week. So check it out. We'll have more info. We'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. I missed the first half thing that Joel used.
Messed it up again.
Yeah, it's normally myself and Nick, Dusty, and then we have another host on the show, Joel Blank, who is out. He cut his leg off. And he didn't cut it off, but he cut
it
pretty deep.
It's a pretty serious injury. Yeah.
So he has all these sayings that he does, and I don't remember any of them, and I'll mess them up. So I've just... We're getting by until Joel gets back.
When you say sayings, what do you mean?
Like, he'll halfway through the show, he'll go, 90 in the books, 90 still to go here on the big show. And I don't know. That one, but I forget to do it. And yeah, there's a lot of these things now, that
he'll
he's
have
kind
them
of,
like in the first hour, the second hour, the third hour. He'll have them throughout the show.
I thought you meant like sayings like, another day, another dollar. You know, that kind of
no,
stuff.
No, I can just make those up. Yeah. My mom had those
too, though.
Yeah. I think being from the South, every mom had those sayings.
Oh, yeah.
My mom was lazy, though. She would just repeat commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, there are some sayings where it's, wow, that's deader than a doornail, which don't understand. I'm sure you've heard that one.
I have heard that one, yeah.
But what my mom would do is she would just throw a commercial at me. Like, I would be like, do I really have to clean my room? She'd go, you got it, Toyota. I'm like, that's not even a saying. That's just you using someone else's writing. Like
drunk as a bicycle, right? What? Like, what's that mean? People used to say that all the time. Drunk as a bicycle.
We're from two different souths. That's really drunk as a bicycle? Drunk as a,
yeah.
Aaron, have you ever heard
in
that?
In Alabama?
No, you're from Scandinavia. You don't know.
Yeah, Alabama, yeah.
Drunk as a bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh, this we could do this all day.
So is this in every state now? They have their own little lingo, I'm assuming, then, right?
It's drunk as a skunk, too.
Yeah, drunk as a skunk.
I've heard that.
I don't know what that means either, though.
Yeah, I don't
know. Smell
never,
bad? I don't know.
I've never seen a skunk get drunk.
Yeah.
I think it was just somebody trying to come up with a saying and rhyming. Right. And they were just yeah, you know what? We'll just go with that.
I guess.
The bicycle one didn't make sense, but we'll just rhyme this time.
Yeah, I wonder if the bicycle, it's like if you try to push it by itself, it just falls over, right?
See?
So that may be
that could be it.
But it's not drunk. It's an inanimate object.
The chain on it. Yeah. That makes no sense. Now, I wanted to, I didn't want to brag, but I was going to come see you tonight. But I can't because I've got a really important gig that I'm doing comedy on a bus tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah. I mean, when you get as big and popular as me, you get those cool gigs like doing comedy on a bus for 12 single people.
That's practically a tour bus.
I mean, yeah, that's what I feel like. This is my big break, my big shot. So, you know,
is this the first of its kind that you've done?
I don't know why I took this gig. It was because I didn't have a gig. And they were like, hey, we're doing this thing on a bus. I was like, I mean, I just did a 16-year-old's birthday party. It couldn't get any worse than that. So I was like, that's fine. I'll do the bus gig.
I did the local news this morning, and they had a live studio audience. Most of them were Girl Scouts. I was like, this is not my crowd.
That's not your crowd at all. Do y'all even know what Napa is?
Right.
The Napa hat on?
I made Girl Scout cookie jokes, and that was good.
You did good? Did you kill them?
Yeah, so I was looking for the hookup with some Girl Scout cookies, and they really laughed, and then they were like, they're not in season. Like they have to grow them. You know what I mean?
We haven't. You're not. It's not harvest time yet for the Girl Scout cookies. Hey, look! If you want to get tickets, go to improvtx.com to get tickets to see Dusty Slay. Highly recommended. Lots of feedback on Twitter. You're very, very popular on Twitter, apparently.
Oh. Well, I've been working on Twitter now.
Have you?
I let it go by the wayside for
years. I remember when we worked together.
Yeah, I've been on it. I've been posting every day. I've been on it. I've been treating it like a job.
What I like is that all of your – well, I mean, you've obviously – your rise has been rapid over the last couple of years. And I know you've been doing it for a while, but you've really hit in the last couple of years big time. And, I mean, you don't get to work at the Improvs and headline if you're not doing something right.
Right.
I mean, these are A rooms across the country that you're headlining. And I think sometimes the last thing to be, you know – focused on is the social media. What I love is that you're doing YouTube videos now, you're doing Instagram, and you're starting to post the mean comments that you get on YouTube.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite.
That's the best part to me.
Yeah.
Is the YouTube comments. People can be, what's the meanest thing anyone said to you on YouTube?
Oh, I don't know. Well, one guy said he looks like the guy who comes out to say a prayer before the NASCAR race begins. And I don't know if that's mean, but
there might be some truth in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It hurts a little bit.
Most people just say I look like somebody else. Let's
right.
See, I got a couple here. Let's see if I can find some of them.
They're probably brutal. It's YouTube comments, man. They're brutal.
Yeah, I mean, people
they're ridiculous.
Say, it's a wannabe Larry the Cable Guy, a hipster version.
Yes.
So what is the meanest thing you said back? Because Barry likes to tell people to suck his dick.
Oh, I know. I follow Barry on Twitter. I don't know how he has any followers. If he's correct his spelling, he unfollows you.
I block people. Yeah.
We talked about that.
I made that I don't make a lot of New Year's resolutions, but this year I made two resolutions. One, people on social media, I'm 45 years old. If you correct my spelling, I'm blocking you.
Yeah.
I realize I can't spell. You know what I meant. Let's all just move on.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not trying to get a job here. All right?
I know. I love it. I love that you do that because it's like, you know, when we're talking, you wouldn't correct my spelling. You know, it's like, but it's like, I'm trying to write it down. Cut me some slack.
And I'm usually driving while I'm sending these tweets out. I don't have time to spell check. I'm on the road. I'm doing 75 and a 40. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
My second resolution.
right.
as a comedian, I think you'll appreciate my second resolution. My second resolution was to never tell a comic good set when they got off stage if it wasn't a good set.
Yeah.
I really feel like we get into this groove where no matter who it is and how bad they did, you're just like, hey, good set, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to lie to them anymore.
If I know them really well, I like to shake their hand and kind of pull them in close and go, hey, great set.
Just sarcastically.
Yeah. Great set.
You
really nailed it.
Wow. Thanks for doing your job. Really appreciate it. I feel like, though, like, you know, open mics or wherever we're at, just like the MCs get off stage at a show and they've done bad and everyone knows they've done bad. And you're still like, hey, good set, man. I always did that.
I know.
I don't want to do that anymore.
I don't like doing it either.
Yeah. So that was my two New Year's resolutions.
So one, if you don't say it, that means you absolutely suck. The person should expect.
If they get off stage, I'll just be like, hey, man. Cool.
That's why Barry never tells me good job, because he knows I suck every day on the show.
I like to try to find one thing that they did that I liked and go, hey, I really liked that joke.
Oh, see, I can see
that's
that.
Good. Yeah. That's helped, because then you can filter out, maybe you can filter out some of the bad content, right?
Yeah.
I like that you didn't go long.
Right, right.
That'll be what I say
for
now. Way to
stick to your time up there.
Thanks for doing 14 instead of 15. Yeah. We all appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for not being for bringing that so long-winded. But, I mean, does anybody ever, like, critique you, like, at clubs after you get off? Like, owners? Or is it always, like, comics that usually do the critiquing? Like, who does a lot of the critiquing? Is it your mentors?
Anytime I've had an owner critique me, I never liked it, you know? No. I always just got mad about it and talked about it later.
I can see that. Yeah. I can understand that.
I think the funny thing when Dusty and I worked together is, you know, he didn't know who I was. I didn't know who he was. And he had asked me, you know, because Dusty, you work clean, but it's there. That's always the thing where people are like, oh, he's clean. If people are funny, you don't even notice. And that's the thing about you is you don't even notice you really don't curse. And it becomes a crutch. And that's what a lot of people also don't realize is as comics, if we're cursing, it's because we're not confident in our material. And if you can write clean and be funny, that's the ultimate in this business.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's some comics, hilarious, cuss all the time. Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr. Sure. I would never say these guys are not confident in their material. But, I mean, a younger
comic. I'm
comics,
talking about, like, me, like guys that are featuring right now
comics,
and stuff like
that. Dropping the F-bomb every 5 seconds. It's like, definitely becomes a crutch.
And we had that conversation. You were like, well, are you dirty? And I was like, well, I cuss, but I don't think I'm dirty. And then I got on stage, and I think I probably overdid it. And you were like, hey, maybe don't cuss so much this next show. And I was like, oh, I felt so bad. So then I went out and I didn't cuss at all. And I didn't have a good set. And when I got off stage, Dusty pulls me aside. And they didn't say, like, good set. He goes, hey, I feel like maybe I was too hard on you.
And just do your set. That is fantastic.
Which was his way of saying, that was awful. Just go back to being you. And it'll be fun. And so I found a happy medium, I think.
Well, I hate doing that to people. Like the guys I worked with last night, no one told them to be clean. And so I'm like, hey.
I know who it is. And I'm sure you were in the back just going, ooh, ooh, ooh.
And I was like, I hate to do this to you. But
well, they'll be getting the deal. They get the first Dusty talk and the second Dusty talk.
But So I do that to people everywhere, and I hate. But it's just I feel like if you take the audience to a place, and then they don't want to, you know, they don't want to laugh at my Home Depot jokes. Then you know what I mean.
It's the thing though is I just kind of went. I mean, you said that to me, and we had already had had a good vibe in the green room, and that's a big part of it, right?
Oh yeah.
But you were like, yeah, just do your set. And I think we both had really good shows. It was a great weekend. And I think when your material is as good as yours is, it doesn't matter who goes on before you or what they do.
Yeah, we had a great time. We only had that Sunday show where there was like a local comic who came. He's like, he did comedy a couple of times, really drunk. He just kept talking the whole time. He wanted to be part of the show.
That was pretty awful.
He's like, it's my birthday or whatever.
We're like, man. No one cares. Like, it's worse. Sunday. We want to leave, buddy. Yeah, no one cares. All right, guys. For tickets, if you want to go check out Dusty, I highly recommend it. I'm gonna pop in Sunday. I do have gigs tonight, tomorrow, but I want to come by Sunday and hang out. There are some tickets available. Two shows tonight, 7:30 and 9:45. Two shows tomorrow, 7 and 9:30. And then the 7:30 show on Sunday. Look, it's just easier. Go to improvtx.com. Find the Houston location and go get tickets and support Dusty, man. Love you, buddy.
Yeah, give him a call, man.
This was great.
I got a hot new YouTube video coming out today.
What's the YouTube channel?
Just Dusty Slay. Just Dusty type Slay. In Dusty Slay.
S-L-A-Y.
Is that your Twitter handle or your handle across all social media, at Dusty Slay?
That's me.
There you go, man.
D-U-S-T-Y-S-L-A-Y, Dusty Slay. Yeah. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you for having me. All right. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with more Usual Suspects right after this, ESPN 97.5.